This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us yawm al-qiyamah with Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So Fir'aun saw in a dream that there's a huge fire coming from Bayt al-Maqdis that will burn all Egypt except Bani Israel. So he called for the dream interpreters and asked them about this dream. So they told him that a boy from Bani Israel will be born, and this boy will cause the fall of your kingdom. So Fir'aun commanded to kill every newborn boy from Bani Israel. They started the process, and after thousands of kids, of boys being slaughtered, the same people came back to Fir'aun and said, "We are losing a lot of boys who will be serving us in the future. So why don't you kill them 1 year and skip a year? So you will have some manpower in the future." So that was the decision. On the year that it was decreed to kill the boys, our beloved Musa alayhi salam was born. And you can imagine what was the mother of Musa alayhi salam going through, knowing that if the guards find out, because they had a law that every time or everyone who's pregnant, they will mark their house and they keep checking when she will deliver so they can kill the baby. So you could imagine how she was hiding her pregnancy, and you could imagine when the baby was born, how was she feeling? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after she delivered, Allah ordered her to do two things, refrain from two things, and promised her two things. Qala Allah Azza wa Jal, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we inspired to the mother of Musa alayhi salam two orders: feed him, nurse him, and cast him in a basket and throw the basket in the river. Do not do two things: do not fear and do not grieve. لا تخافي ولا تحزني. And I promise you two things: I will bring him back to you, and I will make him a messenger. Did Allah fulfill his promise? فرددناه إلى أمه كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن ولتعلم أن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. We brought him back to his mother, so we can calm her down, and for her to know, and for everyone after her to know, that the promise of Allah is true. But unfortunately, many people do not know that. The mother of Musa alayhi salam fulfilled the command of Allah, so Allah fulfilled his promise. Ya akhwan, as believers, we have no speck of doubt in our heart that Allah Azza wa Jal will never ever break his promise. Inna Allaha لا يخلف الميعاد إنما توعدون لآت وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده. Many verses in the Quran indicate that Allah will definitely, without any doubt, keep His promise. طيب. Having that story in mind, now let's see what Allah promised us. As believers, is there any or are there any promises from Allah in the Quran? And the answer is absolutely yes. Please, I beg you, lend me your heart. This is not just another khutbah. If we act upon this khutbah, wallahi, our life will change. Our society will change. Our community will change. The ummah will change. Surah An-Nur, ayah 55. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The ayah started by saying, Allah promised the believers among you, the one who do righteous deeds. So if we are from the believers who do righteous deeds, let's continue the ayah. Otherwise, we have to do some adjustment right here. What are the promises? Three promises. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. الله أكبر. Three promises that every true underlined believer would love to have or to witness. Any Muslim country would love, if they are practicing the Islam, they would love to have these promises fulfilled. Number one, you will be Khalifa on earth. Where is Khilafa now? No Khilafa. So if you are a true believer, you want Khilafa to come back. Second, Islam will be the only Sharia on earth. Who's saying this? Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ. Islam will dominate. Any true Muslim, any true believer want Islam to dominate, want Sharia to be practiced. Third, Allah will exchange their fear into peace and security. Which Muslim, name one Muslim country right now that's not living in fear. So three promises that we all need, that we all wish for. طيب, what do we have to do to get these promises? Right? Allah promised, just like He told the mother of Musa alayhi salam, do this, this, and this, and I will do this. What does Allah want from me and you and every believer in order to fulfill these promises? I'm going to repeat the ayah again. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Those are the three promises. What do you want, Ya Allah, from us? One word. يَعْبُدُونَنِي. You want the three above? All I want from you is one thing. يَعْبُدُونَنِي وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Be a abd and do not associate any partners with me. Just like I fulfilled the promise of the mother of Musa and every promise I ever made, I will fulfill these three promises. The question right now that imposes itself, are you a abd? Am I a abd? Are we abid to Allah Azza wa Jal? Wallahi ya akhwan, this is 1 + 1 = 2. Allah promised. Allah does not break his promise. And we are in the state that we are in. What is wrong with the formula? Allah promises, and Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah never breaks his promise, and we are in the state that we are in. Where is the problem? You're looking at it. Look in the mirror. Wallahi, I want every single one of us to ask himself, to ask herself, am I a abd? What does it mean to be a abd, to be a slave, to be a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal? As simple as whatever Allah ordered, I say, sami'na wa ata'na. Whatever Allah prohibits, I say, I listen and obey. Now, after knowing the definition, ask yourself again, am I a abd? Stay away from riba. Sami'na wa ata'na. Wear the hijab. Sami'na wa ata'na. Do not sell haram and buy haram. We listen and we obey. Do not deal with this. We listen when we obey. Do not go to this kind of gatherings. We listen and we obey. Do not deal with this kind of people. We listen and obey. The rule of Allah is the only rule on earth. We listen and obey. If that's the case, and we all applying this, the promise of Allah will come. But we all know what's happening, ya akhwan. We all know what's happening and how much immorality have spread on earth because there's no Islam. I mean, for God's sake, men are marrying men? Where are we? Like one of the shuyukh said, before we preach Islam, may Allah take him out of jail. Before we preach Islam, we gotta bring people back to humanity. Then, because these are animal acts, not even animals do them. Bring them back to humanity, then preach Islam. The only solution for humanity is Islam. Atheism is dominating. Homosexuality is being shoved down our throat. Alcohol, drugs, and the only solution is Islam. The only solution. And for us to protect our children, ya akhwan, every gathering we go to, every halaqa we have, every one of us is so concerned about our offsprings, right? We are all worried. We are all worried for what's going on. What should we do? Wallahi, the solution is very simple. Raise your children on true Islam, on real Islam, living Islam, not just being a Muslim, living Islam. When Islam changes from a topic at school and 2 hours in the week and to a way of life, then and only then you will see the result. We have narrowed down Islam to Salat and Siyam. That's it. This is Islam. Pray and fast and you're the best Muslim. Look how bad things are. If somebody comes to propose for your daughter or your sister, does he pray? Yes, Allahu Akbar. Done. Ya akhwan, when we ask, do you pray and do you fast? As if we are asking the guy, do you breathe? As a Muslim, as if I'm asking you, do you have breakfast? But things are so bad that praying and fasting is a luxury. We all know the hadith of the bankrupt. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba, who's the bankrupt? He asked the Sahaba, who's the bankrupt? The Sahaba said, ya Rasulullah, the bankrupt is the one who has no money. He said, no, the bankrupt is the one who comes with a lot of salat. He prays. Bankrupt on the day of judgment. He prays, he fasts, he gives millions of dollars in charity. But when he comes on the day of judgment, he has spread rumors against this guy. He has beaten that guy. He took the rights of that person. And everybody will start taking away from their hasanat. And the hadith ended, and they will be thrown in the hellfire. Ya akhwan, the hadith started by someone who prays a lot and ended. They are in the hellfire. It's not just about praying and fasting. Islam has to be a way of life. The way I raise my children is according to Islam. The way I treat my spouse, husband or wife, according to Islam. The way we fix any dispute between us, we rush to the court 50-50, is according to Islam. Whatever we do is according to Islam. The way I do business according to Islam. The way I treat my non-Muslim neighbor is according to Islam. It's not just about praying and fasting and coming to the masjid and then what? Then what? When we have Islam as a way of life, then the promises of Allah will start being fulfilled. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. O mankind, the promise of Allah is true. Do not be fooled by this dunya. You know all those janazas that we pray? Sometimes twice, three times a week. Some other masajid every day. We reached a point. No. I'm not going to be there soon. I'm still 19. I'm still 30. I'm very young. I'm very healthy. Alhamdulillah, I'm wealthy. It's going to be a long time till they bring me here. And none of us in this room believe that they will not be here. We all believe that one day we will be here and the rest of the brothers and sisters will be praying upon us. That guy we buried, that sister we buried, a week or 10 days ago, they were foot to foot next to you. What makes me and you think that I'm not next? And we still delay applying Islam in our life till I don't know when. Who can dare raise their hand and say, I'm not dying tomorrow? No one. And still addicted to dunya, addicted. We bury guys we love. We put them in the grave and we come back on the way back, not when we get home. On the way back, we forgot already. Done. Yeah, because he had cancer. Because he was 90. Or because she was... It's just excuses. How many of people we know, they slept and never woke up? My brothers and sisters, wallahi, the only solution is to take this khutbah and really think and ponder. Let's this khilafah take place at home at least first. Who can declare, I am a khalifa at home? Whatever I say takes place. We cannot establish khilafah at home. Let's apply it at home first. Then we start moving. Apply the deen in our home. Let the children see you, not hear you. See you practice Islam. When they see you, the way you treat your mother, you kiss her feet every time you see her. You kiss her hand. Every time she comes, you are so happy. You look for ways to please her or your father. They want to duplicate the same thing when you grow up. They see you how, when you hear about our brothers in Bangladesh or in Afghanistan or anywhere in the world that's suffering, they see that you have sleepless nights. You're so worried. What can we do? You gather the family. Everybody give whatever you can. Let's go do something. They see you practice the deen. They see you fast Monday and Thursday. They see you get up in the middle of the night. They see you come to Fajr in Jama'ah. They see you concerned about the Ummah. Otherwise, you just pray and fast, and that's it. They would pray and fast, and that's it. The best days of the year. Bring the calendar, put it in front of you. Ya Rasulullah, what are the best days of the year? The best days to repent and come back to Allah Azza wa Jal are coming. The first 10 days of the Hijjah. They might start Thursday or Friday, 30th or the 1st. From now, listen to this hadith. ما من أيام. No days. No days. Righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than the deeds done in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Ya Rasulullah, what about Ramadan? No days. What about the last 10 nights of Ramadan? No days. No days. In one hadith, ahab. In another hadith, afdal. In a third hadith, a'zam. More beloved, superior, greater. Look at these words. The man who does not speak from his desire, using the best, the most beloved, the greatest, the most superior days of the year are coming up. What are your plans? Let's fast all 9 days. And if you cannot, make sure you fast on the day of Arafah, which is the 9th. Let's give a sadaqah on a daily basis. You want to give $100 through the whole 10 days? Divide it to $10 a day. You want to give $1,000? $100 a day. So you can constantly be doing a'mal saliha on a daily basis. Perform qiyam every night. The best days. Ya Rasulullah, not even jihad. Not even jihad fi sabilillah is better than the a'mal done in these days. He said, not even jihad. Not even jihad. Except one exception. One amal only is better than my 2 rak'ah in these 2 days. Is better than my $2 in these days. One amal. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? A person, and I'm paraphrasing, sold his house, sold his car, sold all his property, sold everything he has. He doesn't have any penny. Took all that money and went for jihad. And not only that. If he came back, no. He did not come back. He died. He spent all that money in the cause of Allah and he died. That is the only amal better than the amal done in these 10 days. So what's the plan? The first thing is what we discussed today. That's it, Ya Allah. I could be the next person praying janazah upon. I'm done, Ya Allah. That's it. I'm going to clean myself from riba. I'm going to clean myself from drinking alcohol. I'm going to stop cheating on my spouse. I'm going to do this. That's it, Ya Allah. I'm done. I'm done. Because when we hear these words, no more excuses. Ya Allah, I did not know. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will play this khutbah. You will see it right in front of you. I sent you a guy. And he has to apply it himself first. And that speech was a reminder. What are we going to say, Ya Allah? Please, Ya Akhwan, let's take advantage of these days. Make a lot of tasbih and tahleel. Like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Akthiru. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. All 9 days, a neglected and ignored sunnah. We only do it on the Eid day. No, the sunnah is to do it all through the 9 days. Coming to the masjid, going back from the masjid, all the time. Allahu Akbar. Reading Quran, any amal salih, any righteous deed, please make a list today. Sit down with the family. Some of them maybe are not here. We heard today that the best 10 days are coming. So guys, what do you think we should do? Heck, make it a discussion between you and the family. Let them know when they grow up and they become adults and they have their own children. they will gather their children and say, your grandpa used to sit us every single Dhul Hijjah and remind us. So let's revive that, me and you in the future. Allahu Akbar. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أغث إخواننا في أفغانستان. اللهم أغث إخواننا في أفغانستان وأغث إخواننا في بنغلاديش وأغث إخواننا المستضعفين في الهند يا رب العالمين، وأغث إخواننا في الصين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Wait. Please fill up the main hall first. Come from the hallway and the other two rooms. Please move forward to the main hall. Fill up all the gaps, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. If you see a space in front of you, please fill it up. May Allah reward you. Abdullah, we ready? Bismillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salati, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
استووا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There are a few brothers and sisters that are sick in the community, and one of them is the father of our dear brother Osman Shima. He is very sick, so we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give them shifa. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس واشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. And another brother Fawad, his cousin passed away. His name is Shuaibullah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive his sins, have mercy on him, and grant him the highest place in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.